state title coach. Don't see that too often, especially in Southern Illinois. It's a big chance for Murfreesboro.
Absolutely. You know, this is what you play for, and these kids have been dreaming about this since they were, you know, grade school kids, and I think I probably have since I've been coaching and playing. So, I mean, that's what you know, you're dreaming of championships, and that's, you know, where we have the opportunity to do that Friday night.
What's been the message for the team this week? You don't want, you know, the opportunity, the event itself to be lost in all the preparation.
It's going to require some mature minds a little bit with our kids. Our kids have to be, you know, mature enough to handle the change in routine. And, you know, their kids are going to be the same way. I mean, they only have an hour and 15-minute drive. You know, we have a five-and-a-half-hour drive. So it's a little different. You know, they're not spending the night. They're sleeping in their own beds. We're not. That's a difference as well. We just have to, you know, we have to be mature, and we got to be able to handle the stuff. It's going to be different, but we have the opportunity to do something special, and hopefully we're up for the challenge.
Prep rally earlier this week, how cool was that to see all the community support here one last time?
It's been awesome. I mean, you know, every playoff game, our community, including our high school, has traveled really well, and really happy with the support we've gotten. And, you know, having a pep rally like that's awesome, but you know, even more so the stands being packed, and hopefully we can see a lot of maroon. We'll see a lot of maroon, I'm sure, because it's an hour away, but a lot of you know, red and gold and crimson and corn. So
20 plus seniors on the squad, you know, you talked about it, they've been dreaming about their whole high school career. How cool is it to be able to send them off in the biggest game of their careers?
Well, I mean, again, that's what the kids, you know, have always dreamed of, and so to, you know, to be able to have the opportunity to do this and you know, go out with a chance for a state title, is, you know, that's the culmination of your high school career. It's a great thing. I mean, that's you know, that's it's you know, one of those things where that's what you dream of, and that's what you're shooting for, and that's what you work for. We dream of championships. I mean, when we turn the ball over in practice, we do 14 push-ups because it takes 14 games to win a state title, and that's what we've talked about that for, you know, years. So, you know, so it's all been, you know, for this game. So,
what type of team is Richmond Burton?
Well, very similar to us. They run a wing tee. It's a little different than what we do. They're under center, which, you know, I've used to be for years, and very familiar with what they do. You know, they have great kids. They have great coaches. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I think he's won 240-something games in his career. He's been to the big dance, you know, more than once, I think. And, you know, he's just, you know, a phenomenal coach and a phenomenal program. I mean, he's been, you know, other places and had tons of success. And, you know, their kids play really, really hard. They're tenacious. They get after it. Our work is cut out for us. We have to, you know, we have to have a special performance to beat these guys.
Your defense has been real special all year long. How well does it stack up against their offense?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, statistically, I mean, you look at how much points they've given up. I mean, they're scoring 43 points a game, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we're giving up, I don't know, I want to say maybe is it 10 or something like that on the average.
Sure.
So, you know, it's, you know, where the rubber meets the road, it's got to happen here. So, if we're going to have a chance to compete, our defense has to hold them down, and our offense has to score some points, and we got to take care of the football. We've been a little bit our kids have put the ball on the ground a little bit, and we can't do that to win this game. We're going to have to play a clean game, but have to play with a lot of intensity and to match their intensity, because I know that they're going to come out and they're going to be ready to play, and their coach is a great coach, and they have great kids, so their kids are going to come out and they're going to be ready to play.
2 weeks ago, the game plan, it seemed like, for the other team was take away Dez. Last week it was take away the outside play, right. But the offense has still found a way.
It did. You know, we threw the ball more than what we traditionally have or have throughout the season. But, you know, we can do that a little bit. I mean, we just have to be able to execute. We have a good quarterback, and we have some good receivers, and we, in our line, can protect a little bit. Most of our stuff's play action, so that helps us buy a little time. You know, that was huge. If we hadn't thrown the ball Saturday, we wouldn't have won the game. And, you know, if they can stack 10 in the box on us, it's going to be a long day if we allow them to do that. And, you know, we have the ability to throw it, we have the ability to run it, and, you know, the conditions probably didn't help our halfbacks much, you know. You know, we just have to come out and find a way to win.
What would a state championship mean to this team, to the community, and to you?
Man, I mean, that's that's the dream.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you can complete your dream, I mean, it'd be very fulfilling for our community, for our school, for me personally, and for our kids would take that with them the rest of their life. This is going to be an experience they're going to take the rest of their life anyway, but and something they'll tell their kids and grandkids about. And, you know, it's one of those things that if we can come out with a win and be a state champion, it just makes it even better.
Best of luck, Coach.
Thank you.